It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival in lovely Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Sean McCord in the Main Street Arena, where I get to meet and talk to interesting filmmakers, directors, creative types. And I'm sitting across from Sean Gaston. Nice first name, Sean.
Thank you.
The director of Mises Fugue, which is a documentary which screens Sunday at 1:15 p.m. in the Regal 3 on the Downtown Mall. Tell us about Frank Grunewald, the subject of Mises Fugue and his story.
Well, I met Frank while I was attending a teaching conference that was run by the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in...
You are a teacher as well as a filmmaker.
I am a high school teacher. My first love is filmmaking, and my day job is high school teacher. So I get to, you know, teach the young minds of the world about, you know, film and everything that this, you know, great medium has to offer.
You met Frank Grunewald at a conference.
Yes, I met Frank Grunewald at a teaching conference and was just absolutely blown away by his story. And as he was talking, I got this idea of how we could, you know, basically take this story back to our local high school and turn it into a movie. Our music program at our school's a nationally recognized music program, so our band, our chorus, our orchestra helped score the film. The film was actually the score was actually written by a former student who was a freshman in college at the time.
Nice. So you got the whole school involved.
It was 10 faculty members that spanned 6 different departments within the school, and then there was over 200 either current or former high school students that helped to work on the project.
And where's your school?
Our school's in Fleetwood, Pennsylvania. So we're like this rural school that's located about 40 minutes away from Philadelphia.
That is not the sort of thing you'd expect to come out of that part of the country.
Not at all. I think that's one of the beautiful things about not only Frank's story, but just how it's being told and shared with the world.
Well, let's go back to Frank's story. He is a Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
And he has... He's an artist in his own right.
Yes, he absolutely is. Frank, from a very young age, his parents instilled a love of art and music in him, and he basically used his love for art and music and the lessons, you know, that were taught to him by his parents just in what it means to be a human and how to treat people right, and used those loves to survive and endure, you know, what he survived and endured for, you know, 4 long years of his life.
So Frank, whose, I guess, family name is Misa, so that's where the...
His middle name is actually Michael, and he's from the Czech Republic. So Misha is, it's Czech for Michael. So his name is Frank Michael Grunewald, but everybody at this time knew him as Misha.
And he was from... But it's now the Czech Republic.
Yes. He was born in Olomouc, Czechoslovakia, and he was born, and then 4 months later, after he was born, Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany.
Right.
So, and then, of course, you know, not to get into all the history, but his country...
Because it's in the film.
It's exactly...
Mises Fugue, which screens at Sunday at 1:15 p.m. in Regal 3 downtown.
Absolutely. So you know, the Nazis come in and they take over his country, and then, you know, he goes through all of, you know, the normal stuff that you hear you know, from the history when when you're being taught about the Holocaust. But I think the thing that that makes Frank's story so unique is not only what happens to his family, but he possesses an artifact that is going to become a part of the permanent exhibit at the National Holocaust, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to spoil,
that's okay.
So I won't get into it, but come out tomorrow and, you know, definitely check out the film.
So the film is Mises Fugue.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Sunday at 1:15 p.m. at the Regal 3 on the Downtown Mall. So, Frank has Does he also? What does he live now?
Frank lives in Indiana. He lives in a suburb of Indianapolis.
So it was just through this conference you attended that that you hooked up with him.
Yeah, he's 9 hours away by car. I mean, I've made the trip many, many times from my driveway to his driveway.
So when you went to go film him, was it? Did you have a crew? Was it just you and the camera?
Because of, you know, laws and taking students, you know, out of state, you know, overnight trips, things like that. It was myself. It was a co-teacher of mine, Jennifer Goss, who's also a producer on the film. Her husband came along as the principal still photographer. And then we took a professional cinematographer with us. And the four of us spent, it was either 4 or 5 days with Frank, just basically getting the narration down and his story, and we brought that back to the school, and my students then spent the next month transcribing his interview.
So you did the post-production at your high school?
Yes. It's quite a story. My students transcribed the interview. They transcribed it. Was 116 pages and over 37,000 words. We took that transcription, turned it over to the English department, and Zachary Haupt, who is an English teacher at our high school, worked on drawing the narrative out of the story. Our social studies department then did an international tracing service search for, like, primary source documents on Frank and his family, and to date we've yielded some 60-plus documents that he didn't even know existed. I mean, we found the actual paper that the Nazis used in the Theresienstadt ghetto that actually lists his whole family, and you can see the check marks on the paper.
Oh, wow.
as roll was being taken, as they were getting onto the cattle cars when they were, you know, deported to Auschwitz-Birkenau. So the social studies department was handling that, and then the art department was working on original pieces of artwork to help visually tell his story. We had a professional Final Cut Pro editor helping guide my students, you know, with some of the stuff. So it was from start to finish, from the day I met Frank till the day we premiered the movie, it took 22 months of production.
Wow, they must have seen a few students graduate in that amount of time.
Yes, it did.
You know,
I've
sat across with a few filmmakers before who've talked about the collaborative process, and sometimes the collaborative process is, you know, two or three people getting together, but you involved your whole high school. Honestly, Sean, it sounds like there's another film to be made just about the making of Misha's Fugue.
I have been told that and asked to do that by, this is no lie, no exaggeration, at least over a dozen people. And, I mean, at times when you're working with a bunch of novice filmmakers, you know, kids that haven't done it before, the whole entire production involved, you know, thousands of people, you know, from, there were 5 international organizations, you know, that helped us with, you know, stock footage and photos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there were only 4 of us that were on the crew that had ever done a film before. So at times when you're doing this as a lesson and a teaching and using it as a teaching tool, you can end up creating more work for yourself. And
sure.
So there are times where the process was a lot like herding cats.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, I could just push the buttons myself and do it, but, you know, you wanna teach the lessons. You want the kids to learn not only, you know, the history of what it is that they're doing, but learn the process of what it takes, you know, to put a film together.
And, you know, you may be teaching a new generation of filmmakers.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple students graduate from my program and in the high school and go off to study film in college. I've had one student go off to film school and he got a full ride, you know, $125,000 scholarship.
Nice.
To go off and study. I tell the kids all the time, especially, you know, the ones that helped out on the project, to take that with them, you know, when they go on their college interviews and give it to somebody, because, you know, your name's in the credits, you know, you were a part of it. I mean, I once had a student, there's a shot in the film of a blue jay, and the blue jay's in color, but the rest of the stuff on the screen is in black and white, and the student that worked on that, he spent over, I think it was like 27 hours working on that shot. And I told Jesse all the time, I'm like, you do realize, buddy, that this is only going to be on screen for about 7 to 10 seconds. And he's like, I understand, Mr. Gaston. But he kept at it. And the Blue Jays up there. And every time I see it, I think of Jesse, you know, sitting at that computer in the TV studio.
Misha's Fugue screens tomorrow, Sunday, 1:15 p.m. in Regal 3. This is supported. This screening is supported by Congregation Beth Israel here in town, the synagogue here in town. And at the discussion after the screening is going to be you, the director, Sean Gaston, and the producer, Jennifer Goss. You mentioned her earlier.
Yeah.
And so I think people are going to be, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be interested in Frank Grunewald, the subject of the film. But I hope that you also have a discussion similar to what we had here about the making of the film, because I think that's important for attendees to hear about the breadth of the collaborative process that went into making this.
Well, thank you.
And I wish you luck. Thank you for coming by.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Have you been to the Virginia Film Festival?
No, this is my first year.
Have you been to Charlottesville before?
I have never been to Charlottesville. Yesterday was my first Charlottesville experience.
Yeah, did you get a chance to look around? Did you see anything interesting?
I watched the birds last night and got to hang out afterwards and see the Q&A with Tippi.
Tippi Hedren.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
It was great.
Isn't she amazing?
She's absolutely amazing.
83 years old.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just like all the women in
absolutely
the family. And so smart.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's always come across with her characters. She plays these characters that are always kind of smart but vulnerable.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking to her last night, I don't know about the vulnerable part.
Yeah.
She seems pretty tough.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
But she is one smart lady.
The thing that stuck with me the most was... I'm a huge Charlie Chaplin fan.
Right.
So when she mentioned, you know, being directed by Chaplin and then, you know, getting to work with Hitchcock and then getting to work with Sean Connery,
And Marlon Brando.
It was just insane. Like, the breadth of, you know, like... her career, like, and
yes,
who she got to work with, it was just, it was absolutely amazing. And then I was totally floored, you know, by the stuff she was saying about, you know, Hitchcock and how he was trying to woo her. And
yeah, that was, yeah. And she was, I mean, clearly she's told that story a number of times before.
Yeah.
So when the interviewer was prodding her on it, she was like, well, come on. You don't make me say it out loud. You know something went on here.
I mean, she's, like I said, I mean, I don't know how old she is now, but I mean.
83.
She's 83.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because... there was an older couple that was sitting right next to me. We were in the front row on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And the second she walked down on stage and she sat down in the chair and she crossed her legs, the woman sitting next to me leaned over and said to her husband, she still has her legs.
She absolutely does. Maybe they're a little slower.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Well, see, that's one of the great things about the Virginia Film Festival. It's an opportunity to see people like Tippi Hedren and to meet directors like Sean Gaston.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad you're enjoying your first trip here, and I hope we get to see you again.
Thank you.